Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Virus sickens investors.
This feels like an investor fear pandemic.
Primary push for Democrats in South Carolina.
They're holding at least 16 events across this state today.
Weinstein juror speaks out.
I took no joy in any aspect of it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathe, and the World Health Organization warns today the coronavirus outbreak has pandemic potential, and the economic concerns seem to be spreading faster than the virus itself.
We are on track to have the worst week for stock performance in percentage terms since the financial crisis, since October of 2008.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says yesterday's nearly 1,200-point plunge by the Dow Jones Industrial Average was the largest single-day point drop ever.
What investors are somewhat concerned about is as the news emerges of more virus infections in different parts of the world, that global growth could slow down, that corporate earnings could take a hit, that could curtail some consumer spending.
There are more than 82,000 cases of the coronavirus in 52 countries. Health officials in California want to get more answers about the patient who had no link to overseas travel or apparently anyone else with the virus. That person sought care at several facilities.
There were multiple healthcare personnel who were exposed to the individual. Some of them are under isolation. Some of them will be under quarantine.
Dr. Bela Matias is public health officer outside Sacramento. 8,400 people in California are being monitored for the virus. And CBS's Carter Evans says a Health and Human Services whistleblower has spoken up.
The complaint says those who monitored people at two military bases were improperly deployed and did not have the necessary training or equipment. Some worked without full protective gear. One even eventually took a commercial flight once the work was done. Now, one of the Air Force bases where this apparently happened is in the same county where the patient here became infected.
The number of U.S. labs that can test for the virus is expected to top 90 by early next week. CBS News health contributor Dr. David Agus.
What we're going to see very soon are quarantines. It's not if, but it's when and where. Companies say, hey, what's our work from home policy? Be aware that your children may have to take school from home. Get a week of dry food in your house.
Well, now to South Carolina. Tomorrow's primary day for the Democratic presidential candidates. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the longtime frontrunner in that state is hoping to stop Bernie Sanders' early momentum.
This nation isn't looking for a revolution. It's looking for results.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is poised to win his first contest of the 2020 campaign. As he travels through South Carolina, he's touting a familiar talking point, his close work with former President Obama, vowing to build on the Affordable Care Act. But his lead here isn't stopping opponents from raising concerns about whether he has what it takes to go the distance.
I don't believe that Joe can beat Trump when people learn that he voted for the war in Iraq.
I'm Jim Crisul in Florence, South Carolina. The economy will be on Vivian Brown's mind when she votes in Saturday's Democratic presidential primary. Brown says, yes, more people have jobs, but
they went back to work, at McDonald's.
Brown, who remains undecided about a Democratic presidential candidate, says health care and climate change are also big concerns.
I'm Allison Keys in Charleston. 18-year-old Aubrey Brown is a freshman with high expectations for Democrats.
I want to hear what you're going to do for us, the minorities, as well as the college students and the disenfranchised.
Class President Giovanni Ayers points at the all-white slate.
A lot of their issues they're talking about are not my issues.
Her number one concern?
African-American mortality rate in women, and it's at an all-time high, and we're living in the 21st century.
Her second is student loan debt.
There's little time for the candidates to regroup after the primary. Super Tuesday is just 3 days later. Results will come in from 14 states. They're drying out this morning in Houston after an epic water main break turned a freeway into a fast-rising river.
I had to move my truck on the higher ground because it was getting close to the truck, so I was like, just in case.
Many vehicles were swamped and drivers had to be rescued. The day after, schools and some businesses are closed. The city's urging residents to conserve water and boil what comes out of the tap. Snow is the issue along the Great Lakes. Whiteout conditions have affected travel in places like Adams, New York. Jerry Hudson lives there.
Treacherous, whiteouts, windblown. It's just winter again here in upstate New York.
Forecasters say snowy conditions will persist through the weekend. Turkey says 33 members of its armed forces in northwestern Syria were killed by a Syrian government airstrike. The escalation could now trigger a humanitarian crisis. Turkey says it will no longer stop Syrian refugees from reaching Europe. New details emerging from the Harvey Weinstein rape trial. Monday, a New York jury convicted him on 2 of 5 counts. Juror number 9 tells CBS This Morning's Gail King the panel did not consider their verdict to be a referendum on the Me Too movement.
It's not the job, and it's not what we were asked to do, and it would also be an adulteration of the process to take outside factors and have that weigh on our decision-making process.
Armed with new evidence they say exonerates them, an actress and her husband went to court looking to delay their trial in the college admission scandal. CBS's Matt Piper.
October 5th is the date a judge has set for Lori Loughlin, her husband, and 6 others to go on trial in the college admissions bribery scandal. A Boston judge says jury selection will begin at the end of September, and the trial is expected to be done by Thanksgiving. The couple has pleaded not guilty and faces up to 45 years in prison.
A trial for 7 others in the case will take place early next year. The plan to open a medically supervised injection site for drug addicts in Philadelphia has been put on hold. There's been pushback from a federal prosecutor and people who live in the neighborhood where it's supposed to be set up. City Councilman Kenyatta Johnson says concerns are real.
What was being proposed, and that's totally unacceptable. But most importantly, it's disrespectful to the people of South Philadelphia.
Advocates say the site will help cut the number of overdose deaths. One of the stars of TV's Shark Tank says she was scammed out of nearly $400,000. Someone posing as Barbara Corcoran's assistant sent a bogus email invoice to her bookkeeper for a renovation payment. A 1980s rocker has a new gig.
New York City has teamed up with rocker Billy Idol in an anti-idling campaign. It urges motorists to not sit in their cars with the engines running for extended periods of time. This $1 million Billy Never Idles campaign will include billboards, TV, and radio, as well as social media. New York City law prohibits idling longer than 3 minutes on any street, or 1 minute if you're in front of a school. Jim Shenevy, CBS News, New York.
A boat with guests at Orlando's Walt Disney World had to be evacuated when it suddenly started to take on water. One passenger tweeted, "Our boat on the Jungle Cruise sank today. Fun times." The attraction did reopen later in the day. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.